Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. I have the lovely, the amazing Marcus and Melissa Fox with me today. These guys are our next level folks and amazing human beings, and I'm dying to share their story with you today. Melissa, the pretty girl on the left, if you're looking at the same thing I am, started Diamond Residential Cleaning in 2015 in Des Moines, Iowa, right in the middle of the country. Marcus joined in 2017. I don't know when they found us, but they joined our program in the beginning of 2020 and were out of cleaning by the end of 2020. And we're recording this at the beginning of 2021. And I'm just dying to hear and share, more importantly, their story with you guys. Anything I missed about your origin story or how you came to the business or how Marcus got in or any important fun stuff about that we need to hit?
No, I mean, we pretty much got everything. When I joined, I was at a point where I was just sick of my job, and she pretty much replaced my income with the cleaning company. So I quit my job and started helping her with the company. So
Melissa, you started just cleaning full time, correct?
Yep.
And then Marcus, when you came, did you kind of ease in, or were you just like, I didn't help with the company at all, and then I quit my job and I'm full time? How'd that transition work?
That was literally how it happened. I quit on a Friday and started in the company on Monday. So
we kind of had to do something because I was pregnant and I was going to have to take maternity leave soon. And so I needed somebody to take my clients for me. And so it worked out really great doing it that way.
So I went to the training, I guess you could say.
Okay. So that's cool that the company was making enough to replace Marcus's income so you could come full time. How did you guys find us? Like what, it's been a while now. So where were you guys at business wise, mentally? What made you think like, I need to change that? We need to do something different.
So we were at a point where we had tried hiring a few times, just could never get it figured out. We didn't know how to grow on demand basically. And we didn't know how to hire employees based on core values and actually find people that we could work with. So that was kind of our biggest mindset shift that we needed to make. We were looking at a couple different programs for training for training for a cleaning company. I found Grow My Cleaning Company literally by YouTubing. I put in the YouTube search bar, Grow My Cleaning Company, and you popped up.
So by the way, I'm constantly beating my drum, guys and gals, about having a name that speaks to your customer's pain. There's just a little bonus of, hey, here's how to do it. Like if I'd put in Mike's Coaching, Marcus would have never, ever searched for Mike's Coaching ever, right? But because he doesn't care about Mike or his coaching, but he's very interested in growing his cleaning company. So just a little bonus on that. Okay. So what was the big pain? Like we just wanted to stop cleaning and we tried it and we don't think we're not able to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Melissa, we've got three kids. You know, our oldest son is 8, and her youngest is 1. And she just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That's really what she wanted to do. And being able to just kind of help out with the business as she needed to. And for me, really, time is kind of the same thing. It just with my oldest son, I never really got to spend much time with him, just because my job that I worked at was 80 hours a week, and 2 weeks out of the month, I was on the road. And so the main thing for us was just to get our time back with our family. So
you went from Melissa having to work kind of in your own business and Marcus having to work in someone else's business to meet your financial needs for your company to Marcus can work in your own business and Melissa could do, I don't say do nothing because poor girl's trying to create a whole human with her body. So but do nothing with the business, right? So I'm assuming you took a while off and Marcus could just, so we went from Mark, I'm assuming Marcus working and that doing it and then Melissa kind of doing her thing and adding more money and then Melissa saying, I'm gonna stop
working on her business. And Marcus is like, well, I'm going to stop working this job and just come replace you. And then Melissa's like, I've got three kids. I have something more important to clean people's toilets. So I don't want to go back. Is that, am I hearing you right? Yep.
Yeah. And she actually came back cleaning, and then we had another kid. So she went maternity leave again. And, then after the last kid, she came back for a few months. So we were hard learners. But
would you stay away from her for like 2 seconds, for crying out loud? Just cranking out kids like there's no tomorrow. Melissa's like, it's the only way I get a damn break.
Yep.
That's a tough break, by the way, sister. So what did you try that? What was the frustration? We're kind of go before and after. So before, I love that people, when they come and like, we tried to hire, we just couldn't make it work. Before we kind of got together, what were you doing? What was the frustration? What wasn't working? So people are like, I'm there. And then we'll talk about what you did differently now that got you out of cleaning forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you want to take this one?
You're good.
So she actually hired two employees before I quit my job. So we were going to do that route and try to have employees, you know, take the workload while she was off maternity leave.
Perfect.
And literally we didn't even, I don't know if we would put a hiring ad out. Like, it was just simply a word of mouth, like, hey, to some neighbors, you know, and totally did not get an employee that was even close to core values. You know, it just, basically we took what we could get. You know, we had no plan. You know, and if one employee would have quit, we would have had no plan to rehire. Like, just, I mean, it is what it is. You know, people come and go, and we absolutely didn't have no plan to move forward if we lost an employee. So there was nothing systematized about what we were doing.
So let me give some like bonus content here for the listeners. Whether it's trying to attract employees or trying to attract customers, even if we know how to do it once, like, oh, I have a friend and they kind of, you know, we just kind of hustle. It's like, you know, just we hustle and figure it out. If we can't do it again and again and again on purpose, it gets really difficult when, just like you said, when that one person quits, you're like, well, I know how we got that guy, but I don't think I could do it again. I certainly could do it again on demand. So that transition from we just hustle and I call and I, you know, I kind of just figure it out, which sucks because no one likes doing it. And then if I need to do it again, maybe I can get another customer. Maybe I can't. So when they quit, you were kind of just like, you said it perfectly. When you don't have a funnel of people coming, you have to take what you get. Whoever shows up, you're like, okay. And if they stop showing up, you're like, well, I guess I clean. Right? Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that kind of how it felt for you guys?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that is 100%. At that point, I mean, back in like 2017, 18, I never thought that I could be out of the field and doing what I should be doing. That, you know, inevitably I was doing it late at night because, you know, I'm cleaning during the day. So, I mean, it was on the path we were on, there's no way it was ever going to happen, and that we actually had a business that we could effectively grow without just literally hustling every day.
So for everyone listening going, fine, that's me. I'm there. I've tried, I hired and they quit and I give up and it's more headache than it's worth and I'm stuck forever. I mean, just either going to have to quit this whole business or I'm going to be clean until I die. Great. You guys are awesome. And I suck. Now I feel terrible. Let's save them. What did you guys do different once you joined our program? What was the big one or two or three things that you changed? Let's do this internally and externally, right? Cause a lot of people focus on, I did this or I put a hiring ad or I did, you know, here's where I average. And those are fine. You can share that too, but let's give one or two or three internal and external, like our mindset, our beliefs, you know, here's what changed inside. I'd love to hear both your answers because it's probably different for Marcus than it was for Melissa. And then hopefully the external thing that you guys do in the business, those should be the same. Hopefully Marcus wasn't doing one thing and Melissa was out like doing a whole different thing. Like, walk us through all that.
So for me, the biggest change, I had to let go. I wanted everything perfect and I was used to doing everything so I could make sure everything was perfect. And I had to let go and let him help, you know, with the hiring, with, you know, now that we have employees, not to micromanage them. You know, with the core value match, they're going to be good. They're going to want to do it perfect and get it right without me having to check in on them all the time.
So that was perfect because yeah. I asked internal, external, and I was thinking they'd be separate. That's a perfect example of one thing that's both. So, and because I hear this all the time, so I want to make sure you don't miss a Cleaning Nation. What I hear Melissa saying is internally, I believed no one can clean like me. I'm this unique unicorn. Marcus, my husband, who I trust with my family, my life, my everything, he can't claim. He's not as good as me, right? And God forbid some other employee. Like, it is just impossible. So as long as you held that belief, that was your prison, right? Like, no matter if the door is locked or not, if I believe it's impenetrable and I can't get out, even if I could just swing it open, if I believe it's locked, it's locked. So you believe. And again, it seems like we think highly of ourselves, but really it imprisons us. So the internal belief was Melissa thinking erroneously, of course, I'm the only one. The world will, if I don't do it, my customers will revolt, you know, anarchy will come, life will end. So once you change that internal belief of I'm not the only one that can do this, what was the external outflowing of how did that look, how you showed up in the world every day?
Like in our business or personally?
Both. I'm as interested in you guys personally as in your business.
I'm much less stressed out. Like, I let him handle what he's good at. Everything's just so much easier. Life is so much more fun. Like, I didn't even look forward to doing anything because I was just so stressed out all the time. It was just, when I wasn't in the business or working on the business, I was on the couch. I was that tired.
Well, that's an unfair proposition to put on yourself, that I'm the only one in the world. And we do that as new business owners. We think we're the only one that can solve anything. And even if it was the truth, which it's not, and even if we could work 24/7, which we can't, it sucks. Because then your whole life is just pressure and stress. And once you're like, holy crap, other people can, there's other humans in the world that can do as good of a job or better. You're like, oh, okay. So how would you do that? Some things are easier said than done, right? So if I'm out in Cleaning Nation listening, like, okay, stop believing I have to do everything myself. Well, how do I do that? Like, what was the thing that helped you make that transition, Melissa?
When I got out of the field, as long as I was in the field, I still thought I had to check up on everybody. And sometimes I just have to ignore what's going on and let him do his thing and let the employees do their work and reach out to a customer and say, hey, how were you happy with your cleaning? And, you know, being at home doing my things versus physically doing things.
So I like the, what I heard is the standards changed. Cause I'm guessing if your employees probably could have never lived up to Melissa's standards. Had you gone out, you would have found a mistake every time, right? So I love that you're like, instead of making Melissa's insane standard that's not normal or reasonable, I just called the employee. I called the customer. The customer's like, they did great, Melissa. You're like, oh, so I'm the crazy person. The customer's happy. I'm happy because I get paid. The customer is happy and the employee's happy. Why don't I stay the hell out of it?
Yep, exactly. And the customer's happier too because it's more communication with everybody and they feel taken care of. Everybody's happier.
Great point. All right, what was the big thing that changed internally and externally for you to like, it's probably easier for you to get out, right? Because Melissa had been cleaning so long. That was just who she was, right? That was probably part of her identity. So maybe it was a little deeper for her to get out. Whereas you just showed up. You're like, yeah, I'm used to not having to. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. You tell me, what was the big shift for you to get you out of cleaning? And you, yeah, how'd that feel for you?
Yeah, the first thing that I had to realize was if we have a training system in place that every employee that comes on is going through the same program and being trained the exact same way, the result's always going to be the same. So really, when we finally took the time to put some training videos in place, put protocols in place about, you know, what to do, and then seeing the result of that happening in the field every day, that's really what changed my mindset. I mean, now, just with employees in the field, like, we've had clients that have made it very clear that they would just as soon have our employees than us. So it was a good text to get.
When I started this, it was just me and the podcast, and we started building a team of like Jared and Tracy and Jackson and Lindsay, and we have them on. And at first it hurt my feelings though, when like I'll do a live event and people are like, more Tracy, you like Tracy? And I'm like, oh, and then I went, wait a second, that could be a good thing, right? Like, she could be giving value and I could be sleeping, for crying out loud. So I love that it starts from, I'm the only one that can do this, to maybe I'm not the only one that can do this, but I should be doing it, to, man, I could hire people better than me and get the heck out of their way and let them be good at that. So walk us through, this will be the last question because we're running out of time. there are people out there, because there's always the financial piece of it, right? So I don't know what your guys' financials were when you moved out, but there's that fear of like, it sounds like Mark's like, hey, I quit my job and Melissa's at home. So obviously there's some sort of financial deal. How do you do that when obviously if I got a 3, 4, 5,000, whatever it is per month business, and I'm keeping 80, 90% of it because I do all the cleaning. Once you hire people, obviously if you have the 50% cost of goods sold that we coach, like half of that revenue goes away. How'd you guys transition through that and not, you know, not free? Because I'd asked you, just so you know, before we started, I said, are you guys making, now that you're not cleaning, making less money, making more money, making the same money? Like, oh, we're making about the same, maybe a little more, you know, but they're completely out. So they move from, I've got a job, I don't, it doesn't matter what y'all make. I have a job making X amount of money per month, but I got to go clean. You know, I stop cleaning, I stop getting paid. I clean, I get paid. That's how that works too. I have a business that makes X amount of money per month, and we can do whatever the hell we want. And I'm sure you guys, there's, it's not like you work 0 hours a week, but certainly not 40, 50 hours cleaning. You just work on it as opposed to in it. Hopefully you guys are coming to the next level meeting next week. So you'll be hanging out with us and your business will, will not be affected, right? They'll be cleaning and you'll be doing what you do. So how would you move financially? Because there's two pieces. One is like, I have to do it myself, so I hire. And that's like kind of the harder part. And the easier part often is, well, now that affects my income and how do I still need to pay bills. How'd you guys navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, there's points in there where you're going to take a little bit of a hit, you know, it just, you just, you know, suck it up and move through it would be the easy answer. but really just as you grow, you know, we were willing to work, you know, I was willing to put in 50, 60 hours to get the clientele built up, producing more money than what we needed to have, hire somebody, fill that, you know, and then pick some more clients up, fill that, and just kind of do it in incremental steps. Which for us was a little different because when Melissa got out of the field, she went right into actually homeschooling her oldest son. So she didn't do that much like in the office at that point. So it was almost like we were getting two people out before we could have someone in the office to actually do the, you know, the back end work that needed to be done and put the systems in place. So honestly, just a lot of coordinating on time, really. Honestly, it took a lot of just being very specific on how we allocated time to grow our business, because, you know, quitting time at 5 o'clock when you're a business owner didn't always happen that way. You know, we had to put, you know, I had to work a little, you know, evenings and nights to put the back end stuff in place, but small price to pay for what life is like now, for sure.
Yeah. So you work a little harder to be like, hey, I don't have to work, you know, people are like, oh, I'm too lazy, I could never work that hard. And I'm like, I'm too lazy, I could never work for the next 40 years for somebody else. Like, I'll work real hard now to be able to build something I don't have to work again. So I love that you were like, yeah, I just worked at it and we worked through it. And so again, if you're, there is a point where you get where like, hey, my business is kind of running and all the bills are paid and I don't have to do anything. And that part's awesome. But it's generally not right away, right? You got to like phase out of cleaning. And if you just go to sit on the couch, then it's like, no, you got to replace, you got to grow your business to the, you know, the, to cover the payroll that you're just doing. But once you get out of cleaning and grow your business, cover that payroll, now you're like, I can, and this is where you're at now. So that's the last thing. Yeah. What's next? So now you're like, hey, we make whatever, I'm sure you're paying your bills. So Marcus doesn't work anymore at his making someone else rich. Melissa, she's the smartest one of the whole bunch. She started her whole business, sound like she was doing the hard work. And then she's like, I'm just going to back out and let you do this, honey. And Mark's like, how the hell did I get here? I'm working full time now. So we went from trying to do guys full time, Marcus and Melissa. So Marcus is working to make someone else rich. Melissa's trying to make her rich. So two full time jobs to pay the bills, to just Marcus doing a full time job to pay the bills, to nobody really has a full time job. The bills just get paid. So what's next? What are you guys looking forward to in 2021?
Growth, literally. I mean, we're looking at pretty much the 10x our business this year. So,
and for all of you guys and gals listening, I want to encourage you. There's, it really is a crossroads. So when you're still cleaning and you want to 10x your business, I'm like, certainly we're going to work together. Yeah. I can't help you with that. I can help you get out of your business and go from having a job to having a business, but there's really nothing to 10x because are you willing to clean? Can you clean 10 times what you're cleaning now? You're like, no, I can barely clean this. So there is no way to 10x. So the only next step is to get out of cleaning. That's it. There is no, growing your cleaning job, I guess. Well, you can until 40, 50 hours a week, and then or 60 or however, until, however insane you are, and then you're done. So I love that you get that you're like, hey, we had to get out first and move from a cleaning job, which just like any job, you can work 60 hours, 70 hours, 80 hours, but at some point you have to sleep or die, right? So I love that your first step was, okay, we're going to move out of it. And now, by the way, there's two kinds of people. We've had people that get to where Marcus and Melissa, and they're like, we love it. We're just going to hang out here. We're just going to make the same money we've always made, but as opposed to two people working full time, one of us is going to work 15 hours a week. Right. And that's great. That's a total personal decision, but I love Marcus going, well, now I can put in the same work I've been doing before that just got me out of my, that got me this business. Now it absolutely can 10x it because all of your work is on the business. None of it's in it. So you can actually use the leverage of time. So I'm going to let you guys finish out. What's the big exciting thing for each of you? We'll have Marcus go first and we'll finish with Melissa.
So big exciting thing in our
your future business. Yeah. In your life.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm looking forward to traveling and having fun with my family. I mean, for the last, so we're married, be 10 years in November.
Now I've been married 10 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. We've never had time in our family. We've been working, just working and working. And that's really what I'm excited about, to actually have time to do, you know, and time to spend with my family. So.
Yeah. Well, we always had to make the choice. Do we choose to have money or do we choose to have time? If we had time, we didn't have money. If we had money, we didn't have time.
And that's what I'm going to achieve.
You're right. But yeah, we're going to travel. We have so many fun things we're going to do. Just to be able to have fun again. Like, over the last 5 years, I kind of forgot what fun was.
And yeah, you're like, I don't think it's cleaning toilets every day, but that's what I'm doing. So is this fun? Is anyone having fun? Am I missing it? All right, guys, gals. First of all, thank you, Marcus and Melissa, coming on. I love sharing the stories, you know, because I can yak and yak about how to do this and how to do that, but it's so much more powerful when you guys hear it from guys and gals that are doing it right now. So if you're hearing this and going, holy heck, I want to be like Marcus, and hopefully also you listen to Marcus and Melissa and go, they seem like nice, bright people, but there's nothing magical, right? They're not like, oh, they've got this skill that is impossible to have, you know? So if you're hearing this and going, oh my gosh, I have been cleaning, I'm not having fun, this business is running me, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got, I don't know, 600 podcasts. We've got a free training, on-demand training or webinars, by like the best 40 or 50 minutes I put together. Right now, depending on when you're listening to this, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, we've got a 2-day event going forward. There's just so many different ways we can help you grow. So if you want to do that, take action, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Right now, we've got all sorts of resources to help you make more money, be more profitable, get out of cleaning, basically be like Marcus and Melissa. Who wouldn't want that? So go there, check it out. See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.